Welcome to the BeginnerTriathlete.com podcast, episode number 4. My name is Jeremy Vaught from Triathlon Radio at TriathlonRadio.com, and this podcast is brought to you by When Big Boys Try at WhenBigBoysTry.com. Get the humorous, inspirational book by Michael Page titled When Big Boys Try. Also, check out the comprehensive American Medical Society for sports medicine articles on injuries at Beginner Triathlete. D3Multisports.com brings dozens of detailed training plans to BeginnerTriathlete.com subscribers. Just go to BeginnerTriathlete.com and click on Training Plans to view the list. Become a Gold member to get online coaching with these plans. Today we are talking with Derek and Lori, also known as Derek L. and Try It Cajun Style in the forums. They discuss with me their progression from couch to triathletes, how they have formed a network of friends and training partners through the BeginnerTriathlete.com forums. They also talk about some of the things they have learned on their triathlon journey. So here's my talk with Derek and Lori. Now, you guys are married, correct?
Correct.
And how long have you been married?
It will be 5 years in December this year.
5 years in December. And you guys are both in healthcare.
Yeah.
Right? What do you guys do?
I'm a physical therapist, but I'm doing sales right now.
Okay.
And I'm a doctor, and I just finished my residency.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations for that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And now you guys got started in triathlon about a year ago.
Correct.
What drew you in? What made you get started? Were you doing other things before triathlon? Were you running or anything?
No, not at all. That's why we, I think we kind of are a little bit unique in that, you know, Derek and I never had a background in any of the three sports. The way we kind of got into it, it was a close friend of mine who was a runner and a swimmer, a fairly good athlete, and she asked me to participate in an all-women's triathlon last May, and I had no experience. Not long enough for it. I trained for about 6 weeks, but had a blast doing the race. It definitely got me hooked, and I think Derek kind of saw how fun it was, and
I couldn't let her have fun without me. So I went to her first race, and everybody looked like they were having a good time. She was having a really good time, so mm-hmm. I just kind of picked it up from there and went with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many races have you guys done since then?
I just did my 7th race this past weekend.
Wow, congratulations.
And I've been a little busier than her with the end of my residency. And,
I can imagine.
We were living in New Orleans during the hurricane, so that cut into our time. I've had 3 triathlons.
Okay. And what distances? What have you guys done there?
Mine have all been sprints.
Okay.
I've done all sprints and then 1 Olympic earlier this year.
Ah, okay. Now, what did you think about the difference between the sprint and the Olympic that you did?
Well, the Olympic distance I did was actually the first time I'd ever ridden in hills,
mm-hmm.
so that was an experience in itself. But I don't know, the Olympic distance, it was more of a challenge, obviously, but it's definitely something that, you know, any triathlete can aspire to. It's a lot more of a challenge, and it was a wonderful feeling, you know, finishing the race. It was such a feeling of accomplishment.
Sure.
To really finish it. And we've just had such a great time doing it. As tough as the race was for me at the time, you know, I had a blast doing it the whole time.
And so, Derek, what goals of races do you have going forward?
It sounds like probably the pretty standard progression for a lot of people who ultimately want to do an Ironman.
Mm-hmm.
But I did sprints for my first year or so. Like I said, our training and our races got really messed up by the hurricane.
Right, I can imagine.
We were out of our homes for 6-8 weeks, and I had to work out of town. So it was all sprints for the first year and a half. Hoping this coming season, will be a couple of Olympic distance races and maybe a half Ironman to finish the year. And the year after that, hopefully my first Ironman.
Okay. So that will be
2008.
Okay. And what about you, Lori?
Maybe about the same, maybe a little bit of a slower progression. all really depends on, you know, when we decide to start a family and all that. So, mm-hmm. you know, my plans are a little bit more up in the air. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I think, you know, for some people it's a natural progression to want to, you know, aspire to be an Ironman. And, you know, it's something that, yeah, in my wildest dreams, you know, I could
sure.
I could be an Ironman. And, you know, yeah, definitely. But I think my training probably, you know, with eventual kids and everything like that, I'll probably have to be a little bit more spread out. But
right.
I definitely would, you know, if things go as planned, I'd like to do a half Ironman next year.
Excellent. Now, being in that you guys are in healthcare, did that have any kind of influence on wanting to try to get into better shape and just kind of have a different lifestyle than you'd had?
I definitely say yes. I mean, it's you work really hard and you put yourself through school and you get into this, you know, a healthcare profession, and you're trying to, you know, put upon your patients or your clients, you know, safety and good health and well-being and whatnot. And, you know, me personally, I got into a point where, you know, I was, you know, out of shape and overweight and just basically wasn't happy with my appearance. And, you know, it finally kind of hit me like, well, wait a minute, you know, how can I ask, you know, my clients or my patients to work and to exercise and to push as hard as they can when I'm not doing that.
Right.
And, you know, it's really kind of shown me, you know, like, okay, you know, kind of, you really have to, you know, be a good example for your patients, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, you can't say to do one thing and then not do it, really.
That's because it's kind of one of the jokes, right? Like, never trust a skinny cook and...
Right. Yeah.
And never trust a, you know, a fat doctor with...
Yeah, don't trust a fat therapist or a fat doctor.
Which is exactly what I was about to say.
How have you guys used beginner triathlete, and how has it helped you in your as you've progressed and continue to progress?
Oh, well, I'll kind of try to answer that one. When we started it, we really had no idea what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went out to the bookstore and found a nice book to read, and that was fine and all. But I think once we found people who were willing to help out just pure beginners, and just sort of be part of that community that's very accepting of people who don't know what they're doing just yet. You know, we met a lot of people through there. People have been very helpful about it. And it kind of gives us a structure to what we're doing and a place to just kind of bounce things off of people who ordinarily you wouldn't meet anywhere.
Right. Lori, do you have any answer to that?
I definitely say the structure. I mean, it you know, it gives you a place to log your workouts and see your progression. With BT in particular, we've met so many wonderful people through this. It's a running joke between all of us that, you know, you have all these friends. Oh, how'd y'all meet? We met on the internet.
Right.
You know, it just sounds, you know, it's got that almost kind of creepy vibe to it. Like, this person on the internet. Oh my God. You know?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you kind of have to explain, like, look, you know, it's just, we all have something in common and we all have a common goal of doing well and having fun. You know, that's another big thing, is that BT compared to a lot of other websites that, you know, I've kind of seen is, you know, it's a lot more laid back as far as, you know, there's a goal to finish a race and to do well, but, you know, the main goal is to have fun, you know, and enjoy being a triathlete.
Right.
You know, not too many people get to do what we do, and it's, you know, why not have fun doing it?
Absolutely.
And the people we've met have just been tremendous. We've met some of, you know, people that have become our closest friends, and, you know, we have the support from them. And we try and support them as much as possible in racing and in life in general.
Sure. I know one of the things that I find with triathletes is a lot of triathletes tend to really focus too much on triathlon, and they lose part of the balance of how it should fit into their overall life. And I think you're right about beginner triathlete does have mm-hmm. more of that balance.
Right.
And... So, yeah, definitely.
We like to race and have our beer, too. Let's say that.
Right, yeah. And that's a good, healthy way of doing it. And it's better for your long term. I mean, what am I saying? You guys are the doctors.
Exactly. I mean, he's the doctor.
So. Yeah, all right. But you're both experts.
Like we always said, if it ever becomes not fun and becomes too much of a burden on us and becomes our lives instead of just part of our lives that, that we do for fun. And, you know, I'll find something else to do. But for now, that like I said, like you said, the balance is pretty evident.
That's good advice. So do you guys, have you met and friends that other people that you train with or you race with in real life, or is pretty much beginner triathlete your community?
Let's see. We have one BTer living with us right now.
Okay.
we actually have two of them in the kitchen right now. we've met. Lord, how many people have we met, Derek?
Probably about 20, 25 or so.
Yeah, it's just through racing, and then now that we just recently moved to the Dallas area, and it's a little bit more of a concentration of triathletes.
Right.
That we've got a whole new network of friends that we can call on and visit with and train with, on a daily basis. We race with each other. We support each other. It's a fantastic thing to have in common. It's something that is good for you, and you can still have fun with it and you can hang out and, just have a good support system. It's fantastic. I'd say one of the best things that's ever happened to us overall.
And that's through the BT?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I'd say pretty much everyone we race with has some kind of BT connection. Matter of fact, even my boss subscribes to BT now.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Spreading it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does that work with you have people staying there that I'm just curious about that. What kind of arrangement is that?
We call it our live-in coach.
Yeah. We basically just have a friend that we wanted to help out, and she needed a place to stay while she goes back to school, and it's just Derek and I, and we don't have any children at this point, so we're lucky enough, we're blessed enough to have a home that we can accommodate someone or more people if we need to, just to get them off their feet and to help them out. I mean, and the thing is we know that they would do the same for us, and it's not a burden on us at all. It's a great situation most of the time.
Have you seen that new movie that's out then?
Oh yeah, what is it? You, me, and McGee?
Dupree.
Yeah, Dupree. Yeah, it hasn't gotten to that point yet, but it definitely has that potential.
Now, you brought up something else about a coach. Have you guys had any official coaching?
You take that one, Derek.
Okay. No, I have no idea what she's laughing at right now.
You don't want to know.
No, I've had no official coaching so far. Like I said, with my schedule being really screwed up the last year or so, it really kind of didn't pay to pay somebody to watch me have to work on weekends and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it's sort of been self-directed. There's actually, we picked up the training plans at Beginner Triathlete, and I just sort of picked one of those and went with it earlier this year. That's likely what I'll do for the near future until things settle down a bit.
Okay.
I just recently joined a just kind of a running class. Local running store put it on. It's just in the last 3 months with the whole process of selling our house in New Orleans and moving here, I've just really fallen off the wagon as far as training, and it really took a lot for me to realize that, it's normal to fall out of a training plan. It's normal to kind of lose focus, and it's just extremely difficult to regain it. And actually a fellow BTer has gotten me into this running class, so this is the first kind of formal training I've ever had.
Oh, okay.
So it should be pretty fun.
Now, that brings up another good question. You guys basically went from doing nothing, sitting on the couch, right, to starting triathlons, and you hadn't had any experience in all three sports. How did you tackle that? Did you start one at a time, or did you jump into all three at the same time?
I would say my answer to the question would be very slowly. We kind of tackled all three at the same time. We got bikes, and biking is obviously a fairly natural thing.
Sure.
It was hard to do, obviously, but biking was pretty easy to pick up. Swimming was not so easy to pick up. You know, I had swim lessons as a child, so I've had formal swim lessons in the past, but I probably haven't swam a lap in 20 years before that.
Right.
So I was the one struggling to get across the pool last year. And people kept telling me, you know, keep at it, keep at it, keep at it. It's going to get better. And for the first month or so, I didn't believe them at all because it wasn't getting a whole lot better. But like they said, you know, 2 or 3 months into it, it just kind of clicked. And I was able to swim a whole lot more than before. And the running thing was just a very slow progression. You know, I think I was pretty patient about it, and I was trying not to go out too hard and just walking what I needed to. And it's just been one of those things that it didn't all of a sudden come together. It's just been a slow, steady progression over the last year and a half or so.
I think what a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, someone, you know, let's say your average Joe can go out and watch a race, and, you know, they can see the let's say the more elite athletes, the you know, seasoned athletes, you know, go out there and really do extremely well, and kudos to them. It's fantastic. But a lot of times it's the people, you know, kind of bringing up the rear, you know, the back of the packers. And, you know, those are the ones that, you know, for me, you know, being one of them, you know, I admire them the most because they really, you know, get out there and really work extremely hard to just finish.
Right.
And, you know, it's, we all work hard, you know, front of the pack, middle of the pack, back of the pack. So, you know, I think in the last year since we started, you know, I think Derek and I both have, you know, learned a lot of patience, you know, and being patient with ourselves and you know, with people around us to understand that, okay, this is a progression. You know, you're going to have your good days and your bad days, and, you know, you just kind of have to plow through and work hard, and
sure,
you'll reap the benefits eventually. You know, you tell someone that you're a triathlete, and they're like, wow, I could never do that.
Right.
It's just not true. You know, it's, I mean, I would have never thought I'd be a triathlete. I mean, I'm not a tall, skinny woman at all. You know, I'm short and I'm, you know, a little overweight, and, you know, I still get out there and do it. What's the difference?
Right.
You know, it's just a matter, it's attitude, really. It's like, yes, I can do it. And, you know, I race as an Athena, and, you know, I'm proud of it. You know, at least I'm out there.
Sure.
And there's nothing to be ashamed of, to be a Clydesdale or an Athena or whatever. You know, there's nothing to be ashamed of. At least you're out there.
And had you guys gone to and watched a race before you're in one?
No.
I did, only because it was her first race.
Oh, okay, so you went to hers. And go ahead.
We wanted to put a sports bra and a wig on him, but, you know,
he didn't go for it. No, I probably still would have finished in the back.
Because that's one of the other things that I noticed at my first triathlon, is I was amazed at the variety of body types. And so anybody can be out there doing it.
Sure.
Absolutely, at any level, too.
Absolutely.
I was, like I told you, I was just at Ironman Canada in the last couple of days. And even at that distance, every body type you can imagine is out there. So it's not beyond anybody to be able to do any of this. It's just a matter of putting your mind to it, hard work, and being consistent about things.
Right.
Which is what we've had problems with in the past.
And in the present.
In the present.
Is the consistency.
Right.
Yeah.
So would you say that's the biggest key to pulling this off?
It is to me, because the times that we've actually had a clear schedule for a couple of months that we've been able to train, you know, have been the times that we've been the fastest and that we've felt the best about things. And, you know, life gets in the way sometimes, and you have a little layoff, and you come back and you realize how hard it is.
Right.
So for people who are just starting out, you know, even if you don't know what you're doing, if you're just getting out there and doing something day after day and not overdoing it, you know, you're going to get better about stuff. You just need to put in the time and just keep at it.
All right. So outside of consistency, or maybe it just is, what would be your, if someone was sitting on their couch right now, trying to, you know, they're thinking about getting into triathlon and they listen to this, what would you have to say to them?
Come and see a race. You know, I didn't have the benefit of seeing a race beforehand, but I had a lot of people telling me about how fun it was and how exciting it is and what a feeling of accomplishment it is. You know, come and watch a race. It's really inspiring to see, you know, what the body can accomplish. You know, there's no limitation, really. You know, just about anyone, you know, with any kind of healthy, you know, relatively healthy lifestyle, you know, as long as there's no medical issue, you know, as far as disability or anything, you know, just about anyone can complete a triathlon if they really set their mind to it and work.
Mm-hmm.
To say that, you know, oh, I can't, because I'm too fat, or, you know, I just don't have enough time, it's not true at all.
Okay.
I would say that you probably can't make a better investment in your future health, mm-hmm. Than to just get out there and be active in some manner. I mean, if it's triathlon, that's great. If it's something else, that's great.
Right.
But just getting out there and moving. You know, at first it may be very, very hard, and it was for most of us that started, but eventually, you know, you lose weight, you get in better shape, it's not as hard. It's a good stress reliever, too,
mm-hmm.
which is what I use it for a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
But to just get out there and just do it.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Thank you guys for coming on and talking to us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And thanks again, Derek and Lori. I really enjoyed talking to you guys. It was a lot of fun. And if anybody needs a place to stay when you're in Dallas, you know, they sound accommodating. Just let them know you heard them on the podcast. I'm sure they'd be friendly about it. Now, if you enjoyed this podcast and you're looking for a community just like Derek and Lori found, support BeginnerTriathlete.com and become a performance member to get detailed training plans, exclusive articles, and enhanced training log features such as graphs, advanced editing functions, training plan analyzer, 5-day weather forecast feeds, and an equipment tracker. Just click on the Our Services link for the details on memberships. Also, check out my other triathlon podcast, Triathlon Radio, at triathlonradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast at www.podcast.beginnertriathlete.com and keep an eye out for more great fellow members on the BeginnerTriathlete.com podcast. Thanks for listening.